Make us a favorite button on your browser.
If you click it, you'll go to that page.
TalkZone.com, your first choice for talk on the Internet. Let's get back to the League of Dads on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Christopher Smith.
Okay, thank you and welcome back to the League of Dads Talk Radio here on TalkZone.com. Before we went on break, we had a caller call in. Her name is Niecy, and she's from Newark, New Jersey. Niecy, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. Now, before we went on break, we was talking about the breakdown in your child's father. This was your husband, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Got a question. I got a question. This question is for you. And how did your mother feel about you dating this individual? How did your mom feel about that?
Well, I didn't talk to my mother because I've never been able to sit down and like have a mother-daughter conversation with her ever, even when I was younger, because I felt that she was bitter from the situation she went through with my father. So I don't really sit and talk to her about anything.
Bingo. Okay. All right. So, Niecy, who was your influence when it came to relationships? Who was your influence?
My aunt on my father's side.
And is she married?
No, she's never been married.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But she was a very positive person that I could, you know, sit down and talk with. She wouldn't exactly give me advice, but she, you know, would tell me what her opinion was and, you know, tell me the good side and the bad side of things. And, you know, I would have to make the decision from there.
Okay. All right. So your mom is not in the equation. Let's talk about your aunt now, because basically that is your mother figure. Give me one of the good things she said about the situation and give me one of the bad things she said about the situation.
A good thing she said about the situation is that no matter what, she could see that my husband really cared for me and that he was a hard worker and that he was trying. But then on the other hand, the bad part of that is that, like I said, after our first child, I seen that there was, that the situation wasn't really getting any better. But at the same time, I started pulling away from the relationship, and she just told me to give it the old college try it again. And that's when I ended up having our second child. And I'm thinking that was the wrong thing because, you know, I could have been decided to leave instead of having another child and have that child as well as my other two children go through, you know, ups and downs.
Okay. Basically, let's make sure we understand. We keep one thing clear. First of all, you're absolutely right. Because I don't believe personally that an individual, once you're shown something, it is what it is. Your children, because you had another one after realizing that everything was so wrong about this individual, you're right by way of saying, yeah, you should have, but you know, we all know that the child is here now, and that's a beautiful thing. But
yeah.
Niecy, a lot of women go through what you've been through. I want you right now to a 2-minute speech of what shouldn't a woman do. And let's help everybody understand out and talk the talks on listeners where I'm from. And you're from where I'm from. We're from the urban city. We're not from suburban America. We're not from the place where, you know, we're from a lot of put together homes. We're from the place where the families are broken down. And the reason why there's a couple of reasons why I wanted you to come into the show, but one of the reasons is the thing that you said, this to me, you don't listen to your mom because your mom is bitter over your father. That is probably, I would probably want you to call into the show next week because I would love to get more in depth with that situation. Because I know a lot of women that listen to their mothers. And their mothers are bitter, and they don't think nothing is wrong with that. But talk to the women out there in the urban city that is got all the wrong ingredients as to why they're dealing with a certain individual. Right now, just talk to them and tell them what they should and what they shouldn't do.
Well, first of all, I would say if you are dealing with a negative individual, who exactly are you listening to that you think is so positive? And if your mother, in my case, is very bitter and all she wants to do is put a man down, when you talk to her about it, that's not the person that you should be talking to. Maybe you should find someone else in your family that you can speak with. You know, I was fortunate enough to have an aunt that, you know, I'm close to tell me, you know, the good things and the bad things, and leave it up to me to make my own decisions. But to you women who are, you know, still sticking there, thinking, oh, maybe he's going to change, or maybe I can just try something out, honey, listen, it's not going to work.
Right.
It's not going to work, because if you know his family history and he had a negative childhood, then you may as well hang it up and let him be with, as I call them, hood rats that will deal with their trash. You know,
right, right. I kind of like that term. It's funny thing you said that. I used the term hood rat in the show a couple of weeks ago, and I basically said I don't want to be dealing with anyone that has rat in their name. But I am so glad that you said that today about the individuals that we should look up to in our neighborhood, because when there's a breakdown in the normal way that it should be, whenever there's a breakdown in that, it's normally anarchy. There's normally a whole bunch of chaos and confusion going on. And one thing about chaos and confusion is you don't need a fresh drama log to be thrown into that fire of confusion. Basically, what you need is you need someone that you can go to that will help you understand what you're going through and help you make a better next step. And we probably would have to applaud your aunt for at least being there on a grander scale than your mother. And I think that you helped a lot of people out there understand today that it's not always going to be your mother.
Right.
And I kind of made that point before, because I just know that if you ever seen that movie, Not Easily Broken, that movie is so unbelievable how a mother has deceived a child. And,
yes.
And niece, my child is going through the same thing. This is why when I see it happening to a full grown woman that's still listening to her mother, still is
yes.
connected to her mother on the hip, I kind of have to say to myself, wow. But so now you have three kids, and the youngest two are from this individual. What
yeah.
about the youngest, the old? What about the oldest child? How are things going with that with the father of that child? How are things with that individual?
There is no going anything. Okay, my oldest is he has one more year in high school.
Uh huh.
And it's funny that you should mention it. It's because, okay, I'm on a fixed income, so I'm just like stressing the fact that I want my son to have the class ring, because that's what he wants. So his father, matter of fact, I told him, I said, you know, you can ask your father if he can help. You know, I'm not going to bank on it, but if he helps, it's good. If he doesn't, he doesn't. But not that's neither here nor there. His father, needless to say, my son wears a size 13 shoe. Mind you, he started having other children, and I made it clear to him, you know, I don't care how many kids you have, long as you don't neglect my child. So once you start neglecting my son, then that's when I have to, you know, let the courts intervene. And it turned out that's exactly what I had to do.
Mm-hmm.
So he, matter of fact, came to me and asked me to cut his child support off, and he can do more. And I said, no, because I don't trust you to do that.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
Because it had been a time before where we didn't even have a child support agreement, and I had went to him because I didn't have the money, Now, my son, he was a little boy, but he was wearing shoes that were way too small, so he needed a new pair of shoes, like, immediately. So I go to him, and I say, you know, he needs some shoes. Can you get them? So he said, yes. Yeah. So when I went to go get the money, because he told me a specific day to come and get the money, mind you, I went that day, and he said, oh, I had to spend the money to get my daughter some Pampers. Now, mind you, his daughter's mother and him were both working, so how come your daughter's mother didn't have the money and you took money from my child to, you know, get Pampers?
Right.
So it's like he's one of those, as it's known in America, a deadbeat father. I mean,
right.
he's like the poster guy for deadbeat dad.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
And so basically the situation with that individual is child support. I heard that.
Yes.
Are there any arrears?
Yes.
And in the assess of is do you care to share the amount?
I think it used to be like 8,000 or something, but it may be probably 6 now, maybe
uh-huh.
a little less.
Okay. And so, but is that individual can you at least go talk to him about, like, I guess you can't. You actually said you couldn't. Okay. When we was talking on the phone, you said, and I basically was telling you about some of the stuff that I was going through with my child's mom and the reason why I started this organization. You made a comment and I don't think it's nothing to be embarrassed about, so I'm gonna say it. And you said, with all the individuals that got good fathers, you would let a father like me have access and have a good relationship with the kid. And you basically said you had two individuals and they're both no good. Comment on that a little bit more. Because where we're from, there is a lot of individuals that don't care, but you seem to understand that there's a lot of individuals that when they do step up, they get beat down. So,
go ahead. I said that because, okay, here's a good man who's willing and able to take care of his child, and still he gets kicked, you know, in the knee, mm-hmm. flat on his face. And here I have two fathers that they don't support me or their children financially, emotionally, you know, and it's only by the fact that they have to get their child, or in the case my children, every other weekend that they do it. Had
right.
the court not told them that they had to do this, they probably wouldn't do it. Like my oldest son, he's 16. All of his life, his father has put women and his other children before my son. So here lately, you know, as my son's getting older, you know, he's about to go to college. He's getting a lot of recognition as far as sports wise. So now here comes his father. It's almost like if you ever seen the movie Meet the Brown.
Yeah, I have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's kind of like that, except it's not that far yet. But
right.
he figures, okay, my son's older, and he's getting, and a lot of people are coming to me and are telling me how good he is in his sport. So let me just jump on the bandwagon right now before it's too late.
Right.
It, you know.
Right.
Whereas
right.
There's other women who have baby fathers like you
mm-hmm.
that are willing to spend the time and energy and all that good stuff with the child, and if she wants to be dumb, and you know. Okay, well, since he doesn't want to be with me, I'm going to make his life a living hell and just do this.
Beautiful choice of words. Beautiful. I like that dumb word. I love that. But you are absolutely right. And I think when this show first started, there was a lot of individuals that was responding to the emails that we were getting that was basically saying that what I am talking about is so far-fetched. And I think because they're not where we're from, they don't really understand or they can't grasp the concept. Why would someone want to live in so much drama? What do you think is the reason why so many individuals want to live in drama?
And this is only my personal opinion. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that because the individual's mother likes to live in drama and her mother's mother likes to live in drama. So they're trying to carry it on from generation to generation because that's all they know. Now, see, right. Me, I'm from a childhood full of drama, but I'm trying to get away from the drama. You understand? I have a daughter and I don't want her to... I don't want her to say, well, I can't talk to my mother. That's just like my 16-year-old. He's a male, but he can still come to me and talk to me, and I've always taught him that because, and I let him know, I said, let me tell you something. I can never talk to my parents, ever. Not even openly, not even my mother, openly. So people look at the relationship that I have with my son, and they love it. They're like, you have such a good relationship. And I'm saying yes, because I never had a relationship like that with my mother. So I don't want him to carry on that drama, you know, from me to him. So I'm stopping it at me.
Right. Right. So basically the cycle is being broke. And I am so glad that you kind of made that point. The first thing you started off with is the mother. I do believe everything starts from the mother. There were some people that would disagree with that, but I think that we all are the way we are because of our parents. Well, Miss Niecy, I am glad. I am so glad you had, you called in. I'm glad. And I wanted you to call in because, as I stated, you actually helped change the direction where the League of Dads is going. So you also said that you went to your child's father on a date that he specified. You went to him and he didn't come up with what he said he was going to give you. Well, Niecy, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to give you a date and I'm going to tell you that on the 20th of December, you're going to have a brand new computer delivered to your house.
Oh my God. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. You're going to have a brand new computer delivered to your house, and that's going to be, brand new, fresh out the box. We was thinking over here that we wanted to go with the DS, but we feel as though there is, you know, the fact that you was talking about a computer also and the problem you was having with the computer. We're going to give you a brand new computer, okay?
Oh,
and that is
yes,
going to be no problem, and that's going to be compliments of the League of Dads. And what I'm going to do, we're going to go into break, but I do appreciate your call. And what I'm going to ask you to do, you have the number to the League of Dads. We're going to ask you to keep that number, and we're going to ask you to possibly call in on future shows and give us some updates, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, and that's not a problem. So once again, thank you for calling in. And this is the League of Dads here on TalkZone.com. We'll be right back.